we had the idea to hold this conference because we wanted to reach out to other growers, commercial growers around Southeast Alaska, and see what other people were doing, because everybody is so spread out amongst the region. There hasn't been a lot of communication, and we know there's other folks out there who are trying to commercially grow vegetables and flowers, and we wanted to create an opportunity for people to network and get to know one another and learn from each other. There's not a lot of published material out there about farming in Southeast Alaska specifically, so the best way for us to learn is by learning from each other's successes and failures.
So the participants, they're from all over Southeast?
Yeah, we've got people coming from Haines, from Gustavus, Juneau, Sitka, Wrangell, Ketchikan, Petersburg. I think that's it. But yeah, pretty good representation from all around Southeast. So,
could you say that there's something specific about Southeast growing that's different, say, than everywhere else?
I think in general, Southeast Alaska is a pretty unique climate for growing, mostly because it is so wet here and so cool here. So we have some limitations that other areas in the country don't face. We're not able to grow stuff like tomatoes or pumpkins or squash that require hot temperatures, sweet corn, to grow. We have to kind of work within the boundaries of mild summers and milder winters. And then that on the temperatures on top of the rainfall, it's so moist here. We have to come up with creative ways to keep the water out of the garden. We get plenty. We're not in a drought situation here, so it's more like trying to keep your gardens from getting overwatered is another big trick. And also, the geology of the area has made it such that there's not a lot of dirt, good real dirt to grow food in around. Most of the islands are just rock, so that's another big challenge that people face here in Southeast that they wouldn't face in other parts of the country.
And where are you meeting in Petersburg for this weekend?
Yep, well, we will be meeting at the Petersburg Council Chambers on Friday and on Sunday, and then we'll be at the Lutheran Church Holy Cross House on Saturday all day.
And this is the first inaugural, so you're hoping it might become an annual event?
Yeah. You know, maybe not every year, maybe every other year. Kind of depends on how the local food movement grows here in Southeast. But I could see it being a really beneficial thing to do into the future, to continue to share ideas and learn from one another.
A little background on Farragut Farms. How long have you been in operation?
Yeah, we have been selling produce commercially for 5 years. This will be our sixth season selling this summer.
And you've seen growth just in that time with your own operation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We started very small. We were just selling excess produce that we had in our garden and just found that there was a demand for it. And every year built up a little bit more and a little bit more. And we continue to have great demand here in town. People are really hungry for locally grown produce. So it's awesome to see. And we're hoping by doing this conference, we can help encourage anyone out there who's maybe thinking about getting into growing some food to be inspired to make it happen and learn from our experience. And hopefully we'll see a big rise in local agriculture, not only here in Petersburg, but all throughout Southeast.
Okay, thanks so much for that information.
Thanks, Angela.